What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com. We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
What's up, Wikimaniacs? My name is Josh Shell, host of the Reddit on Wiki podcast. As always, I am joined by the man who keeps Tums close by in case he smells too much ass. It's John Consignato. What is up, John?
What's up? Hey, Tums, sponsor us. You might as well. I eat this shit like every day, pretty much. It's candy to me at this point.
I don't think that's a good thing.
Yeah, you eat Tums that much?
No, it's a joke. Oh, because there's also a reason why I ate Tums this past weekend. I freaking ate Carolina Reaper.
Oh.
That's on me.
True. Never had it, but...
I
can only imagine, Josh.
I was going to say, if pepper makes you... Carolina Reaper would make you shit your pants.
I'd never leave the bathroom. moving on from that, it's your boy, Sean. I couldn't think of an intro for you today. I'm sorry.
Not needed. My reputation precedes me, you know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
Just kidding. Nobody knows who the fuck I am, except for the two people that commented, I love Sean. And I apparently wasn't even in one of those videos. I think they probably just think one of y'all is Sean, and they're like, I love Sean.
Yeah, someone did comment on our YouTube video saying, I love Sean with hearts.
And I wasn't in it, right?
You were not in that one. I think that was with Alex or Dustin.
I think it was with Dustin.
They probably just thought Dustin was me.
Like, Sean's sounding good this episode.
Sean sounds awesome. Why is he so smart this episode?
He's so calm and collected.
It's crazy to see it.
So we got an awesome episode today, and it's a special episode today because all of our Am I the Asshole stories are listener-submitted stories.
Wow. We got listeners?
You said that in the one with Nick, too. Literally that same thing. Get new material.
Hey, I'm forgetful.
That's fair. That's probably all the Tums you eat. There's
that's true.
At least he stole his his own joke. You know what I mean? He didn't steal anybody else's.
That's true. On today's episode, we have an overbearing mother-in-law, an interesting trade proposal for a truck, a daughter who can't forgive her mother. And then after the ad break, we're going to be reacting and responding to some of the TikTok videos we have been tagged in or had sent to us. I went through and found a few today, and we're going to respond to some of those videos. So buckle up for them. They are trash guys, I guess. Well that's a teaser.
That's actually what we're renaming our podcast to, is just trash guys.
Trash guys. Before we hop into the stories for today, if you have an Am I the Asshole story you would like us to cover on an episode like this, please send it to redditonwikipod@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram or Twitter at Reddit on Wiki. Links to those are in the show notes below. On top of that, if you're a returning listener, please consider giving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, or you can tell a friend about us. If you really like the show and want to get episodes a week early-ish and ad-free, you can go to patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork and sign up to help support the show, just like the sign says there.
Next time we got to put the URL on there. Is that the URL?
I don't know if I have that many characters.
We got to optimize it.
I'm going to put it in my projection next time. I'll make something.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to green screen like Zoom and just have our link over and over again.
Sean, you don't have that kind of equipment. Don't lie. Don't lie to the people.
Do they not have that here? I don't know.
They don't.
Well, your computer would not be able to handle it.
Don't be rude.
With all of that unpacked, it's time to react to the stories. That's my rhyme. They're getting worse.
Two out of ten.
Getting worse.
Awful.
I will not apologize for anything, though.
Sure.
Our first story comes from Tiffany. I'm just going to give first names. Do not look these people up.
Hi, Tiffany.
We should just give them fake names in general, right? Like,
yeah, I want to give them some semblance of who they are, you know?
Yeah. That's true. But if it's like a unique first name, I'd
is Tiffany a unique first name?
I'm just saying for future reference, Josh, relax, man.
I was going to say, that's a pretty common white girl name. If I
Well, don't fucking blast our listener who said that.
I didn't say it was a bad name.
Tiffany, you have a great name. All right. I'm just saying, if we get like a crazy name.
Yeah. Just assume all these are nicknames. That's what we'll go by. You know what? They won't know the difference. Maybe Tiffany I made up. You guys don't know.
All right.
So Tiffany says, am I the asshole for telling my mother-in-law to leave and not having any visitors for 2 weeks? She goes on to say, when I had my daughter back in March of 2021, it was during the pandemic. It is important to understand the cultural difference between my husband and me. My father is Black and my mother is a native South Korean. My husband is white. In my family and in our culture, my mother has always gone to stay with the girls in the family for 2 to 3 weeks after their babies are born to help with the baby and make sure that the moms are healing and getting rest. You know, that guy we talked about earlier who didn't want to take care of his wife during maternity leave or whatever, didn't want to take care of his baby. This is a way to get around that, you know?
Get yourself a mother-in-law.
Or just don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
Just do your thing.
It is also tradition to not have visitors for the first 2 weeks so that the mom and baby can bond and the house is in a clean and sterile environment. I had made it known to the whole family that I would not like any visitors for the first 2 weeks, just my mom. And after that, if we do have any visitors, they would need to wear a mask around my daughter and also be vaccinated or have a negative COVID test with no current symptoms, just to be precautionary.
That's fair.
My family has no issues with this. My in-laws, however, thought my requests were ridiculous. My mother-in-law also works in a hospital with sick people. Fast forward to the day I come back from the hospital from giving birth. At this point, my mother-in-law has not agreed to get vaccinated or a COVID test.
Ugh. You work at a hospital and you're not vaxxed?
That's what I was going to say.
Yo, shout out my hospital. They fucking fired everybody that's not vaxxed. Sorry, yeah. Losers.
Do you think they'll hire them back, though? And like,
fuck no.
Okay, well, fair enough.
I don't know. I'm not high enough to make that decision.
So she then shows up to my house 3 hours after I get home from the hospital.
Oh.
I am hormonal and livid, but I held my composure and let her see the baby. My mom even calmed me down and said she just wanted to see her one time in person. She won't be back for a few weeks. I know my mom was mad too, but I think she was trying to make me feel better at any cost so I wouldn't go down baby blues lane. Which I did mean to look up. I don't know what that means.
After you give birth, your hormones are... I only know this because I have two sisters with kids. But it's kind of like postpartum depression type of... Like a light version of that, I think.
That makes sense. Good job, Sean. Yeah. One point to Sean for this episode.
I don't have siblings, so I don't know that.
After my mother-in-law left, I told my husband he needed to talk to his mom and tell her no visitors for 2 weeks. He told me her response was, quote, I was going to see the baby even if I had to climb through the window, end quote.
Oh, no.
Come on, mother-in-law.
We can stop. I mean, of course, we're
going to keep it going. But,
my verdict is already in.
Yes.
That you're not the asshole.
You are not the asshole.
Yeah, you'll finish. I'll go off later, but this is upsetting.
Yeah, it could be a joking text from some people, you know.
The fact that she showed up there 2 hours after she got home from the hospital proves that it's not really a joke. It's kind of just...
That's where I agree with you, 100%.
Yeah.
My husband told her she was crazy, but I thought it was over and dealt with at this point. 5 days later, my husband is at work and my mother-in-law shows up unexpectedly after she gets off work because the hospital is only about 5 minutes from our house. I opened the door and was like... Hey, what are you doing here? All she said was, I thought it was time for me to see my granddaughter.
Nope.
And then she literally barges her way into my house.
Don't even open the door.
That is so disrespectful, bro.
Don't even open the door.
She makes a beeline for my baby and picks her up. My mom was too stunned to speak. She didn't even wash her hands or wear a mask. Now, you can have your takes on, you know, COVID, washing your hands, wearing a mask, you know, but to not do that around a very newborn baby, especially when you've just come home from a hospital, that's fucked up.
even if COVID wasn't a serious deal, and it is, duh.
Yes.
The mom has laid out her wishes she's probably been laying him down for the past 9 months. All you're doing is being extremely disrespectful. That's it. You don't respect her. You don't respect your son. You're just being an all-around jackass.
This is going to be a quick verdict, I feel.
Yeah, easy.
Would you have a hammer or a gavel be like, asshole?
A gong right here, maybe? Maybe I'll build a gong right
there. You go.
I like it.
I did speak to her the whole time, and after about 5 minutes of composing myself, I told her she needs to leave. After she leaves, I text her and tell her she needs to call me before she just shows up at my house next time. She never responded to my text. My husband, when he got home, says that his dad called him and said his mom was crying because I told her to leave and was being weird when she was over and not hospitable. And it's ridiculous that she can't come over whenever she wants or has to call or text me beforehand to see the baby. And that he'll be damned if he ever has to call before he comes over there. So that's the father-in-law, I guess, talking. My husband told my in-laws that they should have respected my boundaries, especially because I'm a new mother. Am I the asshole for telling my mother-in-law to leave and not having visitors for 2 weeks?
Dude, fuck both those in-laws. They're fucking on the list, bro. They're out. They are out.
Yeah.
I don't want to make this a race thing, but it seems like just fucking, oh my.
Entitled white people?
Yes. I can't get my way. Let me fucking cry. When? Blah. I don't understand culture. If it's not American culture, it's a fucking nuisance. It's ridiculous.
It's not even a culture thing, though. This is the same thing as the fucking gift thing, though. It's not a culture thing. It's just a respect thing. If someone, even if there was no baby and you just showed up unannounced at my house, and you know, I get a little peeved because I'm maybe doing something, I maybe am busy, and you just show up and expect to stay and hang out and you know, me be hospitable to you, like, fuck you. Like, you're not entitled to that. This is my house. I can tell you when I want you to leave and ask you to respect my boundaries when to call or text when you come over.
Bam. You know? Hey, all I'm saying is if she can say that I can pop in whenever I want, then you should be able to take someone saying, hey, get the fuck out of my house equally the same way. I'm so disrespectful.
100%. Yeah.
So disrespectful.
I do hope they figured it out because this was like last year, right? So it's almost a full year. Tiffany, if you are listening to the show, give us an update. What happened after that? I would love to know if she did actually end up respecting your boundaries or if this continued.
Also, if your mother-in-law is listening, fuck your mother-in-law. Fuck you, man. Fucking respect your fucking in-law. Respect your daughter-in-law. Respect her wishes. She's a new mom. Stop being a bitch. Also, the dad, you sound racist. Fuck you.
Hey, Sean got time today. While he's sipping his tea, he don't give a fuck.
I'm fucking, as soon as she was, again, not to bring race into things, but as soon as she was like, I'm black, my mom, I'm half black, half Korean, my husband is white, I'm like, oh God,
I'm
on your side. You don't even have to say a story.
And if you're white and offended by that,
look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Why are you offended? Think about that for a second.
Walk down the street with a gun and you'll notice you won't get pulled over. So speed, do whatever you want because this is our society.
It do be facts.
We're just going to clip that part of Josh saying,
God.
This is our society.
Carry guns down the street. Speed.
Once again.
Speed. This is our world, whites. This is our world. Fuck Wakanda.
Oh, God. So this is my last episode again. So we can all agree, not the asshole. Mother-in-law.
100% not the assholes. Yep.
Husband, kind of.
I feel like he could have stepped up a little more. You know what I'm saying?
A little bit.
He could.
It's not his fault.
For sure. But he texted them back and was like, yo, you're being crazy. Like,
yes.
At least it sounds like he's on the wife's side. I'm not coming for Tiffany's husband. It would be hard for me to be like, fuck you, mom. Like right off the bat.
Hey, yo,
like,
dad, of course. Pull up.
Yeah. And you can understand where the mom's coming from. She just wants to see her granddaughter, but or grandson. But at the same time, you know,
it don't matter.
You're being an asshole about it.
And sorry, Tiffany's husband, I fucking flamed the fuck out of your parents, but I feel like, you know, if you look deep inside, you probably agree with me a little bit.
I think he understands. So we will move on to our next story, which comes from Louise. I believe that's how it's pronounced. I made that name up too, dude.
Jesus Christ.
I even threw in the, that's how it's pronounced, maybe, just to throw you off.
Like a Josh mansplaining. My God, what a problematic guy.
White-splaining. Is there a name for that?
White-splaining sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
We'll go with that. Am I the asshole for telling my stepdad about the guy that wanted me to sleep with him for his truck?
What?
Wait, say that again. Say that again.
Am I the asshole for telling my stepdad about the guy that wanted to sleep with me for his truck?
First of all, the truck guy already sounds super fucking pervy, so no.
I'm going to say no right off the bat. You're just telling a story. Proceed. We always need the context.
I believe that's most of the story, but we will get into it.
Well, not an asshole.
Not an asshole.
Pretty easy, that one.
It gets severely weirder. So I am an 18-year-old female, and I live with my 47-year-old mom and 40-year-old stepdad on a 13-acre pig farm. I was home alone, and my dog started going crazy at the door. When I opened the door, which if you're alone, you know,
maybe don't open
the door.
You're young. You're very young. 18.
Very young.
Also, 13 acres, if they're knocking, I don't know.
That's a lot of land to walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
Pig farm in the middle of nowhere by the sounds of it. So.
Yeah, I would just not ever open the door. I'm almost 30 years old. I still wouldn't open the door.
No, I still don't for FedEx or anything.
It's called a ring. I'm like, what do you want?
Yeah. So when I opened the door, I saw a man in his late 30s standing on my porch. I had never met him before, but I later found out he was my neighbor's son. He said he was there to talk to me about the trucks on his mom's property and that he was looking to sell them. I told him I didn't have any money to buy a truck right now, and he said he'd be willing to trade. Mm. I told him the only thing I had to trade was the piglets on my farm. And does this not sound like the most Midwestern...
Would you like to trade a truck for some piglets?
I got some pigs out back.
I trade you for a truck. Some Ford F-150 over here.
He asked to see them, so I walked him to the pig pen. We talked about the pigs for a few minutes before we went back to the porch. And while walking to the porch, he asked me how old I was. And I told him, I'm 18. He said, perfect.
Oh, and come on, man.
What? There's nothing more creepy he could have said in that moment.
Out of all the pigs in the farm, one is walking upright, apparently.
Oh,
Jesus
God.
Christ, what a fucking freak.
So he said perfect and then proceeded to ask me if he could use my bathroom.
Oh.
Alarm bells should be ringing right now. Not to flame our listeners, I guess. It's easier to flame them when we don't know them.
Yeah. I guess just know if you do send it. We are trying to be as objective as we can. You know, we're not passing you any free passes just because you sent it. That being said, we're like, hey, maybe halfway. And I don't think you're an asshole.
I feel we're on the verge of true crime again here.
This could have ended way worse.
Oh God. Yeah. Well, yeah. She's writing the story, so she's okay.
That should be our tagline. Equal opportunity flamers.
Well, so she goes ahead and tells him he could use the bathroom, but I first had to put my dogs up so they wouldn't jump on him.
Let the dogs jump on him. Shit, creepy motherfucker.
I was going to say, leave the dogs open. After that, I weighed the man in and turned the bathroom light on for him. As he walked in, he closed the front door behind him, and that set off many red flags for me. I couldn't shake the feeling that I was in a dangerous situation, so I grabbed a knife from the kitchen and went back to the porch.
Smart.
Good call.
Smart.
Good call.
There you go.
As I was walking, I could see the light from the bathroom in the hallway. He never shut the door.
Ew.
Yeah, just wide open door in some random person's house.
What the fuck?
Fucking weirdo.
He's really hoping for some kind of like real life porn scenario to happen.
Right. Yeah.
What are you doing, step bro?
I sat outside for what felt like forever. He was in there longer than he should have been. When he finally came out of my house, he asked, what if I didn't ask for money or a trade?
What if we
just fooled around and then I could give you my truck?
What a fuck.
My heart dropped and I told him no and that he needed to leave now.
Good. Good for you.
When he got back to his mom's property, he started shooting what I can only assume was a Glock.
So he had a strap. He had a strap on him the whole time.
I don't know if he had it on him because he leaves the property, but you could maybe assume he probably had it on him.
Oh shit!
Already, of course, tell your stepdad. Well, how would you be the ass? Well, I'll let you finish the story.
But. I called my parents and told them everything. Then I called my friend's parents, and they came over to get me until my parents could come home. I was very shaken up by this whole experience, but it only got worse. My stepdad waited until my mom and I was out of the house before he left. He went to the man's mom's property and freaked out on him. He even held him at gunpoint.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Everyone seems to be on my side in this situation, saying that he knew from the second he asked my age that he was going to ask for sex. My aunt even thinks that the reason he didn't close the bathroom door was because he wanted me to see his penis before he asks me. Mm-hmm. But I still wonder, am I the asshole for telling my stepdad that ended up leading to him confronting the guy with a gun?
No.
Fuck no.
No, fuck no. I'm glad that I don't hate your stepdad. I was like, did he get mad at you for telling him? But instead, he fucking went over and fucking showed him his piece. Fucking.
That's a good stepdad.
Yeah, that's a good you stepdad. Fuck yeah. You're definitely not an asshole.
No.
For sure.
No.
That's probably not the way, like, I don't know where you're from, to be honest, but that's probably not the way I would handle it. I'd call the cops, honestly, but that is an unfortunate situation and I'm glad you are out okay.
Yes.
Definitely not the asshole in my eyes. I don't know if you have any other takes on that, John.
I was going to say, first of all, glad you're safe. That's probably the most important thing. Two, my girl, you're probably going to need to talk to a therapist because that's trauma potentially. Well, actually it is trauma. That's a traumatic experience.
It's definitely trauma.
That is a traumatic experience.
And three, shout out to your stepdad because, you know, in that situation, I probably would have done the same. Like, that is just some freaky, creepy, predatory shit that guy did. And that guy knew what the fuck he was doing. So there's no ifs and buts about how predatory that guy is. So that's just...
Yeah, for sure. Ugh. And, you know, I don't... My views are not the views of Reddit on Wiki or the Cultivate Podcast Network. But if I were you, I'd fucking learn how to use a gun too, you know? Next door, I know you got 13 acres, but next door, you know, can never be too safe.
Yeah, he's not far, which is the scary part. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, I would definitely, I mean, of course, go through all the legal protocol to get a gun. You know, take your test, do all what you need to do, get your license. But I would stay strapped up.
Yeah, again, I don't know where you're from. Like most of our audience is American, so I'm assuming you're in an area that you can legally carry a firearm. Yeah, I would probably agree with Sean on that one in this case. And then keep your cell phone on you at all times with 911 on speed dial. Not the asshole.
That guy's a pig.
Yeah, he is a pig. So our next Am I the Asshole story and our final one for the day. This next story comes from Max. Am I the asshole for refusing to forgive my mom? Mm.
Parents could be not always great parents. So
yeah,
that's true.
Story number one as an example.
Thanks.
Have you guys ever been in a situation where you couldn't forgive your parents for something?
My parents are angels. I can't say nothing bad about them.
I mean, of course I had my like angsty teen years where I'm like, mom and dad, fuck you guys. Well, I never said it, but I'd be like, shut my door and play with my fucking emo pop music.
Yeah, I was going to say when you had your emo hair.
Because tonight will be the night that I would fall for you.
We have not dropped that clip yet, but I cannot wait. That's going to be a great clip. I hope it becomes a TikTok sound, to be honest.
Hopefully not.
Sean's scrolling through, just hearing his voice every other TikTok. Fuck.
Jesus.
So starting the story off, my mom was never a very good mom, but I can't say she was a bad one either. She would always take care of me the best that she could, but everything changed when her mother died. I was 10 at the time. My mother fell into a huge depression and started drinking and doing drugs. I was obligated to take care of my four siblings, make them food, change their diapers, clean the whole house, etc., etc. This went on for 4 years. At this point, I had become very suicidal and couldn't take it anymore. One night, she left me with the kids to go partying with her friends, as she usually did. However, this night she attempted to drive home under the influence and got into a car crash, leaving her in a coma for nearly 5 months.
Shit.
Jesus.
Yeah. When she woke up, she couldn't walk or talk. It's been years now, and I still can't seem to forgive her. Am I the asshole for refusing to forgive my mom?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I would say no.
I'm going to say no. First off, like, grief is such a complex subject. Like, some people take grief harder than the others, you know, but losing a parent and, you know, knock on wood, like, I haven't experienced that, but I have friends who had experienced it, and I see the changes that it could do to a person. But at the same time, you do have, is it four children?
Well, mom five did? If you include
five,
her,
so
right?
five children to take care of, and those are lives that are depending on you. To be kind of negligent and for Max to take care of everyone else, that's a huge trauma dump on a 10-year-old at the time, you know, like, and that's not that's not a responsibility that most 10-year-olds probably can't handle because they're probably not as emotionally intelligent yet. They probably don't know the gravity of the situation as of yet.
I'm 27, almost 28, and I still don't think I am the emotionally capable enough to take care of children, let alone four.
Yeah.
And she was, she's what, 10? What did I say? 10? Something like that? 10.
Yeah, something like that.
And
yeah.
She's taking care of them? Like, holy shit.
That's tough. And for your mother to kind of use, and some people have different coping mechanisms, and for her to be doing all of the, alcohol is considered a drug. So you're doing like drugs to kind of cope with grief and leaving your children to kind of fend off from this for yourselves. Max, I don't blame you for not forgiving your mother because in a way your mother also kind of took your childhood away from you. And
yeah,
it's,
that's what I was gonna say.
It's not fair.
And the tough thing about it is like, she can't make it up to you. You know what I mean? Like she can never,
because,
well now she's like, she can't walk or talk. Right. Yeah. So she can't even step in to finally be a mother figure, even if she has realized what she's done wrong, which I know is a tough thing to just hold over for the rest of her life, but you're not obligated to forgive anyone in your life. And this is definitely one of those situations where I think you're definitely not the asshole if you never forgive her. This is something that, as John said, she took away your childhood and forced you into a very difficult situation that you had to grow up in. And I'm very sorry for what you've been through. That's tough.
I'm fucking sad now.
So not the asshole. I think we can all agree. On that somber note, thank you everyone who submitted stories. There are a couple other ones we haven't got to yet. So we'll do another full episode. Am I the Assholes?
Look at Maniacs. 3 for 3 on not being an asshole. You are not safe. One time, we're going to get a Wikimaniac that thinks, oh man, they never called the Wikimaniacs assholes. And we're going to get the one and I'm a flame your ass. You better fucking believe it. I'm going to no holds barred. As soon as we get the first hint of one of our listeners being an asshole, I'll be ready. I'll be ready.
I can't wait.
One star reviews all around.
Yeah. <In every picture.
laughs> These guys bully their listeners.
These assholes. But yeah, thank you very much for submitting those stories. We really appreciate it. I would like an update, Tiffany, from your story. I do want to know how that turned out because it has been long enough that you might have an update. So that would be super cool to hear about.
I'd like an update from all three, if there are.
Yeah, even if we don't do them on a show, I'd love to hear an update on from everyone, even in our DMs or whatever. But we are going to go to an ad break. And after that, we are going to react to some TikToks that you have sent to us or have tagged us in. Or my girlfriend just shows me. it's a wide range. So stay tuned for that. All right. We are back, Wikimaniacs. We're going to be reacting to some TikToks from toxic men. We'll go.
Oh my God. I'm already looking at the fucking TikTok clip and I know exactly who that motherfucker is.
Yeah, I called them out actually on that male podcasters clip.
Oh, this is the one that you were like.
The fit and fresh fucks.
And there's a woman there?
Oh, well, I think they pay women to just be at the table.
I'm about to be hella upset.
So this one, he is talking about women with Instagram accounts, and I've never done React videos, so this is new. So we'll let him go into it, and we'll see what you guys think.
I think if you're in a serious relationship with a girl, she should not have an Instagram. That's cheating. In my opinion, I think a woman having Instagram is 100% cheating, especially if she has scantily clad photos of herself on the internet and she's not making money off it, which a lot of women tend to do. They have Instagram just for attention, you know what I'm saying? Stupid. And I think for women, attention is like sex for men. So, you know, women know that attention from the opposite gender. And if you got a serious relationship with a girl and she still has a for sale sign on her neck, I think that's very disrespectful.
A for sale sign on her neck. Like she's a fucking truck on the corner for sale.
Dude, fuck this guy. I'm not even going to give him the time of the day. Like, I hope any listener that heard that already is like, nothing needs to be said. He doesn't even need his name shared. Fuck this guy. I'm glad I've never seen this guy ever before in my life. I can't believe that this guy, I can't see the likes.
420,000.
Jesus, fuck you, man.
Tell me you're insecure without telling me you're insecure.
Yeah, like, man. Like,
goodness, dude.
Attention is the same as sex. I'm pretty sure sex is the same as sex. You're a fucking idiot, dude.
He didn't say it, but I would assume his take is, a woman getting any kind of attention is equal to a man having sex, right? Is that what he's saying? So like if my girlfriend has an Instagram account, that's equal to me going and sleeping with someone else is what he's saying. Basically, yes. It's not, it is not the same thing. You fucking idiot.
Fucking idiot. Next. First I want to roll through these, man. Fuck one this last, guy.
One fucking last take. Okay. It's not, if women wants to post those type of photos, by all means, do you, know what I'm saying? But the fact that this fool sounds like he's blaming women for doing that because men can't control their urges, it says a lot more about guys fucking, you know, not being able to control this, oh my God, I see boobs on the screen, I'm gonna fuck kind of shit. Like, come on, man.
Can't control, see boobs, can't control self.
Jeez. Oh my God. This guy's a dick. Whatever. Move on.
This next one is one my girlfriend shared with me, I believe. And she said, what the fuck is this? And I guess there's a bill being passed in Idaho, I believe.
Potatoes. Potato heads.
Potato heads. I apologize from anyone from Idaho who listens, because they're probably not.
No, I mean, I'm talking about like the people passing those bills.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
potato
yeah.
heads.
So let's jump into this clip.
I understand that a someone who has committed a rape would not be able to sue if an abortion were to take place. Would a family member of said rapist be able to sue? Would they have standing?
Holy.
Thank you. If it is the parents, siblings, aunts and uncles, grandparents, then yes.
Same question then for incest as well.
Down 21.
Thank you. Yes.
So if I am raped and choose to have an abortion and my rapist has 10 siblings, is there anything to preclude all of them and their spouses from bringing a lawsuit for $20,000 each?
Down for 21.
I'm not sure their spouses are included in that list, but no.
All right.
I'm that guy's fucking face right now. What the fuck did I just hear?
I'm this first comment. America, sweetie, are you okay? Like, you guys are from Texas. Pretty right-leaning state, right?
For right-leaning states, they're always fucking wrong all the time, all right? My goodness. Oh, and you know what? I know that's a pun, but I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Right?
They're Man. Horrible people.
And like, don't compare Texas to these people.
I'll say that. Well, you guys have the abortion ban, so.
Yeah, I mean.
You're not much better.
All lawmakers are shitty, but I mean, at least we have big cities that majority are left-leaning. So
yes.
Any Texas slander, I don't fucking stand for. But yeah, fuck these guys.
It's wild to me. So I'm going to go on a bit of a political rant here. It's wild to me that the right-leaning people are usually the ones that are like, my body, my choice. You know what I mean? And then they immediately are the first ones to be like, no, women can't do what they want. They must adhere to what we want them to do with their bodies. And it's like, do you not understand? You're talking about both sides of your fucking ass, you dumb idiot. Oh, it makes me so fucking
they've
mad.
They've never been my body, my choice until COVID.
No, until COVID,
Until COVID. Then they're like, well, wait a second.
How did this episode go from sad before the break, and now I'm just angry.
Yeah,
low key. Last time we do this segment, I'm fucking heated.
I'm fucking mad.
We get tagged in these all the time, so it probably will not be the last time we do it. So the next video, this will be the last one. We'll wrap it up with this video. I believe this is a pickup artist, if I'm not mistaken.
Pickup artist already is a fucking.
Talk about all toxic masculinity and all this garbage, and we need to make men more feminine. That's not going to make men. It's not going to make the world safer.
Yeah.
Having a whole bunch of men who give in to their emotions instantly is going to create more monsters.
Yeah.
A bunch of babies and a bunch of monsters.
It can make someone confused and fucked up and all kinds of stuff, yeah.
The reality of masculinity is controlling your emotions. This is the reality of being a man. Mm. They try and say that men should give in and it's okay to cry. I'm not saying you can never cry if something bad doesn't happen to you. I'm saying that the tenets of masculinity since the dawn of time have been, I was afraid, but I did anyway.
Yeah.
This is the tenets of masculinity.
Courage.
That's what courage is.
Yep.
I was afraid to storm the beaches of Normandy, but I did it anyway. I was afraid to stay in the Titanic, but I did it anyway. This is the whole tenets of masculinity. And now they're saying, oh, if you're afraid, just act afraid, be a pussy. Talk about toxic masculinity and all this garbage.
Did you guys understand what he was saying?
Yeah, it's dumb.
This bloke is a fucking idiot.
I was going to say, I didn't understand what he was fucking saying. He's saying men control their emotions. Is that what he's saying? Because that is definitely not the case. Men are wildly out of control with their emotions in more cases than women, I believe. Women understand and can relate to their emotions. I feel
logically, at least.
Yeah. I feel men, because society has kind of forced them, like, and people like these force the society to turn into hide your emotions. Don't cry. Don't, you know what I mean? And so men bottle it up until they explode and then fucking, you know, become a serial killer on the next true crime podcast. You know what I mean?
As someone who is very like, I'm very pro like mental health. I think it shows more courage for someone to be vulnerable. Because then now you're actively trying to fight the very thing that's trying to destroy you. And the fact that you're like bottling everything in and you explode and then, you know, the next person that makes you mad or makes you upset in the street, that's not being a man. Being a man is being able to say like, hey, I do have a problem and I need help.
Absolutely.
Because you're fighting your pride. You're fighting the very thing that society is telling you that, hey, you're not a man if you seek help. You're not a man if you like storm the beach of fucking Normandy. You know, dude, like grow the fuck up. Everyone needs help.
Also,
everyone needs us.
What a comparison. Normandy is compared to everyday society now. That's not.
Bitch, you're sipping latte on the fucking street. You don't know what Normandy is like, my guy.
To think that a war scenario is the same as everyday life, it is not, man. It is not. And yeah, those guys were probably scared. Those guys probably have tons of PTSD and they are scared to talk about it because men like you say, no, you shouldn't talk about it. Bottle it up. Keep that inside. And so you get these people with these veterans, as John could probably attest, that just bottle up their emotions.
22 veterans a day commit suicide because mental health is the biggest fucking problem in the military.
Yeah.
That's a huge reason why I got the fuck out. You know, I didn't want to be a goddamn statistic. And it sucked because I threw my career out because I wanted to seek help and I wasn't scared of it. And it was so stigmatized for men to be like, I have a moment of weakness. I need someone to help me.
And to me, John, that takes more gut and hearts than someone who just bottles it up and just accepts that their life's going to be, you know, depression, anxiety and all that.
Exactly. Because then you take that out on the next person and that person, that next person doesn't deserve that treatment from you.
And it's just a vicious cycle.
Oh, this is making me, I'm so angry right now.
So if you are a man, please let out your emotions in a verbal, safe space where you can talk about it and do not be like this guy and bottle it up because that's how wars like Normandy start. So that is it for this episode. What did you think? Obviously, the last people were assholes. You can call them assholes.
Sean is just fucking eating. Sean's, on
the I've side. Never seen him this quiet.
Just put me in a fucking bad headspace. I'm fucking pissed.
You'll be in the perfect headspace for the Shots and Thoughts episode. You're going to record.
Yeah, I'm glad I have some time to fucking decompress. I truly understand why. I mean, I'll never truly understand, but I get now why women were more like, oh my God, like, men with mics, I don't want to hear it. Or like, oh my God, like,
yeah,
I'm so surprised that
this, you know, is why
these dudes are normal. I was like, why? Like, are normal dudes not a thing? And I guess fucking not. There's fucking these guys going viral. I hope most of the comments on here are negative on all three of those videos. But
so
Jesus
too,
Christ, I understand a little bit better. You guys might like what we say. You know, I thought we were saying normal shit, but I guess there's a lot of not normal dudes out there that are getting viral. So.
Yes.
It's safe to say that we were raised by parents who would not barge in 2 weeks after you gave birth.
Hey, I was raised by white parents.
Hey, but not that someone would barge in.
Not all white parents are bad.
I made the joke. It's okay. Okay, guys.
I just don't want to, agree and then be like, actually, that Sean guy is fucking racist.
Yeah.
Even though, hot take, I don't think you could be racist against white people, but that's a topic for another.
You know what? It's fair. That's fair. You can be mean to white people, but I don't think you can be racist towards white people.
But we love you, Josh. You're our favorite white guy.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is it for this episode. Did you guys think these guys were assholes? Obviously. I hope so. God,
I'm so mad.
If you liked our listener submitted Am I the Asshole stories, consider sending one yourself. You can DM us on Twitter or Instagram at Reddit on Wiki, or you can send us an email at redditonwikipod@gmail.com. Huge thanks to everyone who sent us a story. As I said before, we love the stories. Keep them coming if you can. And if you want to hear more, please consider subscribing to the show and giving us a rating and review on whatever platform you are on. We have now a 4.9 star rating on Spotify. So someone shot
probably
us
one
in the
of
foot.
These three dudes.
It was this guy specifically, actually.
As a pickup artist, this podcast is poison.
As a pickup artist,
dudes who teach other dudes how to talk to girls incorrectly.
There you go. Perfect.
This guy looks like the wish version of some Jonas brother. What the hell is he?
Don't even give him
about?
That.
Why are they all bald? No offense to bald people, but it's just seems like a trope. Anyway,
as a man with alopecia, I can't let that joke slide, Josh.
I said no offense to all bald people. Just, you know.
Yeah, it's funny how people say no offense and then immediately offend. Just kidding. I was just kidding.
Not all bald people are toxic men, but a large Thank majority you. Of toxic men are bald. We'll go with that.
Oh, interesting Venn diagram.
This is Sean's villain arc. Thank you, John and Sean, for coming on the show today, even though I just roasted Sean. Thank Love you, Wikimaniacs, for listening. We will see everyone on Monday. Peace.
Later.
Bye. Do it.
Just do it. Expert in fucking that or not.
Great power.
For the fifth time, it's your boy Sean.